Shoot, yeah, it's hour five of the Nation. Woolchuck is fired up to talk baseball with you here as we're just 48 hours from being back in the mix. Rangers will be in Atlanta on Friday night. Pregame at, I think, 5:30?
5:30.
5:30 pregame on Friday night.
Oh, 5:30.
Here's Woolchuck with
Welcome back, Rangers.
Whew. Let's go ahead and have a real round trip right after this.
You don't know how to play first base.
Scott? That's right.
It's not that hard, Scott. Tell him, Wash.
It's incredibly hard.
There's no crying in baseball!
You play ball like a girl!
Hey, if for those that don't know, life-changing, the Tommy John underwear.
Could tie it with one swing.
Watched the All-Star game last night. Don't lie to me.
One inning.
You freaking lie.
Yeah, I watched the ninth inning.
That's my guy.
And I was hoping to see Jacob Lats. And I'm like, wait, dang it. He already pitched?
I missed him.
I thought Broaddus was giving us the save.
He faced one batter.
Yeah, I know, and he was dialed.
Gosh, he was dialed. Striking out Luis Arraez. Got him. Yeah, I cut 8 and 9. I was trying to watch more of it. My daughter would not go to sleep last night, and it was my fault.
Thank you.
She had a little bit of sweets before dinner for dessert.
Fault?
Okay, it's my fault. Well, I gave in.
What was it? Ice cream?
A little bit of cheesecake.
Giving your kids dessert. Just a lazy ass dessert.
She had a couple of bites, and she's so damn cute, dude. I couldn't say no. She's like, I want some cheesecake.
I'll tell you what, sometimes my kid stays up, and I'm always convinced it's because mom let her take a long nap.
Yes.
You know? And wake her up about 7:45, right when daddy gets home.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. It ticks me off multiple times a week.
Really?
I'm like, hey, where are the girls at? You know, what's everybody doing? You're like, oh, well, Lucia's sleeping right now. I'm like, it's 5:30, dude.
Why?
We're going to take this into the 10 o'clock hour tonight, thanks to this nap.
Yeah, it wasn't until 9:30 she officially was like, I'm done here. So I was trying to kind of watch on my phone while I'm putting her to sleep. It was an absolute disaster last night. Now, typically, it's not that bad. There's nights that are worse than others, but I missed the majority of the game. Good thing was I didn't miss much. Everything happened in the first inning. It was just a buzzsaw of pitchers. I mean, nobody could really get a hit. Cody Bellinger, your MVP, and that's really because he just had a nice little dribble right up the middle. Scored a couple runs, so congratulations to him. But yes, Jacob Blatt showing out for us. I did think the little Sandlot deal that they did was pretty cool. I caught some of the mic'd up moments going back and rewatching Dylan Cease mic'd up on the mound. I thought was fun. And getting to talk with some of those guys. The scary moment with Junior Caminero getting hit by a pitch. He's fine. Doesn't sound like that serious, so the Rays can breathe a sigh of relief there. But all in all, kind of was a ho-hum All-Star game. But, I mean, I just don't expect much from the All-Star games. Like, we just had the Infinity Sports Minute. Go back. Have the AL and NL compete. No, don't do that. Who cares? I mean, were you that much more plugged in when the home field was on the line? Yes, it meant something. I don't think it's an all-star. It's still probably the best all-star game because the players are actually playing. It hasn't had to go into flag football like the NFL has had to do. It's not just a mockery where nobody's playing defense like in the NBA. It's fine. Just some games you're going to have stinkers. And if you loved pitching, it was great to watch those arms go out and dominate. If you didn't, well, then, yeah, it was a bit of a snooze fest for you.
The funniest part is, like we mentioned earlier, the Phillies players being terrible. Even the one pitcher who sucked last night was Christopher Sanchez of the Phillies.
Good point.
3 earned runs, 3 hits in the first inning of the game.
Yeah, it was not good for him. And you were like, it would have been fun, I guess, Mike Trout, you know, coming back home, at least even him, if he could have had a big moment, but he didn't. So, all in all, hey, let me know if you liked the All-Star game last night, 877-881-1053. We did get the trade. You told us a little bit about that earlier, Dawson. The Astros are trading Lance McCullers Jr. and Colton Gordon to the Brewers. So the first-place Milwaukee Brewers, who I were thinking might make a push to get Tarek Skubal. The thing is now, I don't know the Tigers are going to trade him.
Yeah,
I mean, everybody feels like they're pretty in on this. So if you're Detroit, and I do think that if it weren't for the injury bug, I thought the Tigers would be one of the better teams in the American League this year, but here's Lance McCullers Jr. And the lefty Colton Gordon going to Milwaukee. The Brewers own a 3.48 team ERA, which is second in the majors behind only the Yankees. Brandon Woodruff is on the 60-day IL, so they needed an arm. McCullers, who was an all-star back in 2017, he's just been kind of up and down. I don't know that this really stops them from still being aggressive.
He's he was getting death threats, wasn't he? Have you ever heard this story?
Yes, with Houston.
Yeah, like Houston. I wonder if it's kind of like he's
might
happy,
be sigh of relief.
Sigh of relief.
Yeah,
move
might
on
be
somewhere else.
Yeah, and hey, maybe the organization kind of did him a solid a little bit. In return, the Astros are getting minor league outfielder DH Jaden Fielder, who is the son of Prince Fielder, grandson of Cecil Fielder. They're also picking up $2.5 million of McCullough's remaining contract. Astros did have him. They signed him to that 5-year, $85 million contract. He's in the final year of that, so he'll be an impending free agent. Milwaukee's leading the NL by 5 games over the Cubbies. They're trying to stay ahead. Houston, after the Rangers were able to take 2 of 3 against them, are 3 games behind the first place Texas Rangers. Now, one guy that I was hoping the Rangers could try and make a move for was Wilson Contreras, the first baseman who could also kind of be a DH from the Red Sox. Not going to happen. As Wilson Contreras said, he went to the Red Sox, told them he would not be willing to waive his no-trade clause. He wants to finish his career in Boston. So he wanted to get out ahead of that. So Wilson Contreras is taking his name off of the trading block.
That's disappointing. There's going to be plenty of options developing over the next couple of weeks. I have faith in CY.
This is going to be a wild deadline because with so many people still in it, I just wonder how many sellers you're really going to be able to find. For these teams, they're going to be navigating some interesting trade waters. But maybe in the next two weeks or so, you know, it'll kind of even out and balance itself out a little bit. Maybe somebody will kind of regress back and they'll say, you know what, we're waving the white flag here. Not us. We're not part of this. Which All-Stars could get traded? Mason Miller of the Padres. Kind of crazy. I mean, he was the big acquisition for the Padres a year ago, but A.J. Preller is aggressive. I don't think that he will be, but he's a guy that's kind of been rumored out there. I know Mark Feinsand of MLB.com has put that out there. Adley Rushman. And we've been talking to him. I mean, we talked in the offseason about, like, could you do a Josh Young-Adley Rushman swap? Thank God the Rangers didn't, because Josh Young's found his game again. But Adley Rushman, who at one point was one of the best premier young catchers in the game, has really faded. Aroldis Chapman of the Red Sox. I think we kicked that around while you were out. I don't know that we really want to have the heart attack that is the Aroldis Chapman.
You know, you're flying very close to the sun when you bring in Aroldis Chapman. Yeah. I feel like we did that and we survived. And I don't need, you know, to experience that anymore.
I don't know that the Rangers have enough to get this guy. But C.J. Abrams from the Nats, young shortstop, he's arbitration eligible for the next 2 years.
Don't the Nats have all our players anyway?
They do. They have
all
a lot.
All our young players?
They have a lot.
And we send a lot to them
for Gore. Yeah. That's true.
Let's give them all the picks.
But he's set new career highs for RBIs in a single season, OPS. He's on pace for roughly 33 homers, 26 stolen bases. I mean, this guy has been playing some really good ball this year. And if you do think Corey Seager's not long for shortstop, that would be one where you would dangle Sebastian Walcott. And you're getting a guy who's proven and young and is only on a $4.2 million deal. We'll see what happens with arbitration. You'd probably end up saying, okay, we're going to sign this guy to a long-term deal. But like C.J. Abrams, could he be your future at shortstop if you deem Seager's not it?
You have to be open-minded to that right now, unfortunately. I would say with Jock Peterson's contract coming to an end at the end of this summer, he's probably, if he continues like this, going to earn a significant payday from somebody else, maybe another 2 years and $40-50 million, something like that. So it would make sense that Corey Seager would be my left-handed DH option at least half the time. It's the reaching, you know, that puts the strain on the back. And, you know, early in your career, it's fine. But after 30, it gets a little bit worse every year. And if you're having problems with it already right now, I would believe you're going to need some sort of an operation. And the thing with those operations is they don't totally fix it.
No.
It's not going to be back to 100%, and it's not going to, you know, make it impossible for him to hurt it again. So I'd be excited about Corey Seager with less strain on his body.
I would be too. I kind of ultimately want to just DH him. And I had thrown out, was this just crazy, but like Jock Peterson's built himself back up some trade value. If a team called you and was interested in Jock, would you just swap Jock and now you've got a DH spot open for Corey? The thing now is I don't know one that you could even trade Corey, not because people wouldn't want him. I don't think he could pass a physical. I don't think physically he's going to be healthy enough to trade to a team.
Do you think he'll be healthy enough to hit?
As of right now, I don't think we're going to see him again this year. I really don't.
I don't either.
I mean, it just does not sound good. The vibes coming out of, unless it's just a total, you know, Seager is putting out some smoke screens, and the Rangers are, because they really just don't want to trade him, and then all of a sudden, boom, he's feeling a lot better after the deadline. But right now, it just does not seem like he's going to physically be able to do it this year. And I'm cool with shutting him down and just letting him get his body right, because he's played through a lot of injuries, and he is a tough dude. And during that World Series run, he was playing through and battling through some injuries that a lot of people didn't even know about. But now it's like, man, one, he wasn't really playing great when he was starting. So I just think this is one where you just need the body to heal and get right. Let's look at the Olympics in 2028. Major League Baseball will be back. And this was a fascinating story from The Athletic, where Major League Baseball wants to suspend players for 3 weeks if they're selected for the Olympic team but decline to play without approval from the league. So if you get selected to play in the Olympics and you're like, nah, I don't really want to do it, Major League Baseball's then going to say you're suspended 3 weeks. What?
Ooh, seems like a low chance that
That's
this rule will get approved.
Crazy.
Well, in what stage is this rule? Is it a proposal?
So it's the latest among several proposals that MLB owners have presented to the players in the collective bargaining negotiation.
If you get selected to the Olympic team and say thanks but no thanks.
Yes, if you opt to not participate in the Olympics and you're not excused, let's say maybe you've got an injury or something like that to where you can't play, you will be placed on a restricted list without compensation or service time.
Yeah. Manfred's talking about it at happy hour right now.
Yeah.
What they're going to do.
That's a weird one. I mean, do they...
Because Rob Manfred's saying if we're going to disrupt the entire season, and they're literally
going to
pause the season.
They don't want people taking the time off.
Okay, because they're
pausing
the season.
We want to make it worth it.
Yeah.
We want to have our best players now being showcased to the world in the Olympics.
Yeah. I just don't even think that's really needed. I don't think there's many guys that would be healthy and able to play that would turn that down.
Yeah, when you just saw the World Baseball Classic and just how successful that was in the player, I mean, who Venezuela won, I believe, right? There's so much pride, I think, in representing your country. I'm with you. I don't think it would be a huge problem unless there's players that just really want to take advantage of that break in the season.
The Olympics this year in Los Angeles, though, right?
In 2028, yeah.
So with that being said, man, it's like you don't have to do any travel or anything like that,
true.
Right? You know, it's kind of like playing the World Cup here. We ain't going anywhere. We're just going to L.A. We're going to New York. Maybe it's a situation you never leave L.A. So I, if you were playing overseas and all that, at least you could get your family to the games and stuff like that. It won't be so much of a headache. So I can see why everybody'd want to play. You know?
Yeah.
Being that the games are in L.A.
Mm. Right, yeah.
More so than like, oh, we've got
to
go
play.
And having to travel and be away for 3 weeks, that kind of thing.
But anytime you hear a professional athlete talk about getting to represent their country, they're always super excited about it. Like, I loved getting to do it, or I wish I had the opportunity to do it. It's hard to fathom why a healthy, able player would deny that.
Right.
Unless they just think it's going to hurt them for the rest of the season on their march to try and win a World Series. But still, I think there's plenty of players in the league that would say, I'd rather win gold in the Olympics than win a World Series.
That's interesting.
And part of it is the pride of playing for your country. Like, it just takes something away from it when you're compelled with the threat of a suspension.
If you don't
want to, it should be your choice.
Yeah, for sure.
In America.
I don't know. I think that's really,
God.
It's really, really dumb.
Yeah. When I read that today, I was even like, what?
Super
this is
punitive.
So strange. Very bizarre.
And I just don't even see it actually being an issue.
MLB has the midseason rankings out of rotations and lineups. The Rangers, not a top 10 lineup right now. That's not exactly a shocker, but they are listed in the top 10 rotations in all of the sport. In fact, they come in at number 7. They did not have any starting representation in the All-Star game, Jacob Blatz being a reliever. But hey, you've got Nathan Eovaldi, who's been pretty good in 17 starts, Jacob DeGrom, Mackenzie Gore, been up and down. Kamar Rocker has had a pretty effective back-end rotation arm for him. So they do still like what the Rangers are trying out through. The issue is the Mariners are one spot ahead of the Rangers, and I think there's a lot of vibe in MLB circles right now that a lot of feelings the Mariners are going to take off here. And they've been underachieving. Cal Raleigh had a poor first half. He's going to click back into form, have a strong second half of the season. So that's I guess, the worry in the American League West. Do the Mariners live up to the expectations of a team that was in the, you know, American League Championship Series a year ago, has underachieved pitching, hitting, and it clicks for them? And if that happens, they are the one team in the division that could run away with this thing. For the Rangers, you've got to find a way to show some consistency because it has been so volatile.
Yeah, I mean,
the highs and the lows.
Even with the Rangers leading the division right now, Fangraphs says 70% chance for playoffs for the Mariners, 60% for the Rangers.
Yeah, yeah, it's been awful.
And that's the scary thing about the big dumper.
Yeah, because that dude, he gets hot. He's going to dump all over you.
Yeah, he's going to wake up.
In a big way. And he's not pulling his pants down at the urinal. No, he's just trapping all over you.
Buddy, man. buddy, all up in your face.
Damn right, Lucius.
Brilliant, Wolchuk.
Thank you,
once
man.
Again, round tripper in the books.
I felt good about it. There's Mikayla Shiffrin. She's out here. She's got like the 12-pack on her back.
Oh, that's the one?
Yeah.
With the back abs?
Yeah, the back abs.
Very strong gal. Gold medalist.
Look at the delts on the other one.
I know. I don't know who that is, but she's yoked.
Where are we going next, Chief? G-Bag Nation presents the 2026 Sports Baggies of the Year, next in the nation.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation. You're on the Fan. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first. 214-817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Fred and C.A., your Fan After Dark configuration this evening. Looking forward to crossing with them coming up in about 20 minutes. Here's Chief with your hodgepodge.
All right, let's have some fun right after this.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone listening?
Well, it
to
is
guys?
The home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly.
We
no one's
thousands.
Listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket Sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that. Rude mother.
Oh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Don't be
little shock jock stuff.
The G-Bag Nation presents the 2026 Baggies of the Year. We have
nice.
The ESPYs going down. I believe it starts in 35 minutes or so, probably 7 o'clock.
Yeah. And doing the red carpet right now. Jason Tatum wearing a tank top to the event tonight?
Damn, he's wearing the hell out of that thing. Looking good.
Yeah. Must have got a little toasty on him. I had to shed that blazer and his button up.
I think that's what he showed up in.
Blake Elliott should do exactly that outfit for Halloween this year. Just be Jason Tatum.
Just show up.
He could wear that.
Tank top.
He could get it done. Looks pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he's an athletic guy, right?
100% he is.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are going to go through some of the categories here and vote on who the G-Bag Nation thinks should be awarded in each category. And we will,
it's like a Friday game.
When we culminate each category, we will bookend it with an ESPY joke from yesteryear.
Okay? Oh, yeah. All right.
So we start with the 2026 ESPY or Baggy best team. Is it the heavy favorite, the New York Knicks? Is it the Indiana Hoosiers? Football dominance, Seattle Seahawks, Los Angeles Dodgers, Team USA men's hockey, or the Carolina Hurricanes of Carolina. I will start.
Gosh, dang it.
I'm going to go with Team USA men's hockey.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Historic.
Historic.
Yeah. And I think that's good. I think it should come from one of three places: them, the Dodgers, or the Hoosiers.
Agreed. It was for me Team USA or it was Indiana. Those were the two that I was fighting with. So I'm going to go Team USA. Dawson,
I'll go with the Dodgers. I think they're the most dominant.
They were dominant. Yeah, I do think Indiana, Team USA, but first gold medal since 1980. Been a long time coming. The game against Canada was incredible. Jack Hughes, great pass from Zach Werenski. You should be at All-Star. You can go bleep yourself, sir. You mean Team USA men's hockey.
Hockey.
Okay, 2-1, 3-1. Lucius, what would be your vote?
The New York Knickerbockers.
Okay,
historic,
very good
team right there.
100%. They are the heavy favorite. So I would imagine they take home the hardware for this tonight, but the G-Bag Nation is going with Team USA men's hockey. And here's Shane Gillis.
Yeah, my bad.
The New York Knicks had a great season. Hell yeah. Karl Anthony Towns is here. Hey, girl. Max Crosby is here. Max, I hope you had a good Juneteenth, brother.
Jeez.
Well, that guy's weird.
That guy's weird.
Four-time WNBA All-Star Brittany Hicks is here. Give it up for Brittany, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
I'm joking around. That's my friend's wife. I knew none of you knew WNBA players. That's crazy. You clap for that.
That's crazy. Four-time WNBA All-Star Brittany Hicks.
All right, we have the 2026 Baggy for Best Play.
Oh, yeah.
Is it the heavy favorite, OG Anunoby's Tippin?
It's a tough one not to pick.
Is it UConn versus Duke, Braylon Mullins buzzer-beating three?
I love Duke.
Is it the Golden Goal for
Jack Hughes,
USA men's hockey? Is it Caleb Williams game tying touchdown versus the Rams in the playoffs?
Hey, girl.
Or is it the Golden Goal for USA women's hockey?
Also a sick goal.
We start with Lucius Alexander.
I'm going to have to go with OB's tip in because they're still up there in NYC thinking about OB's tip.
Awesome.
Well, Chuck.
Yeah, I co-sign that.
Going with OG.
OG Anunoby.
Over, I thought you were going to go with the men's hockey here.
I know, but that tipping was just absolutely incredible.
It was.
I went with Team USA. I'm trying to spread the wealth already. So
okay.
I'm going to go with OG. That's an all-time glorious play.
Broadus?
Men's Golden Goal hockey.
Okay, we are sitting at 2-1, Dawson.
I'll give it to Anunoby.
Okay, 3-1. I was going to go with the Braylon Mullen buzzer beater just because the Hagee meltdown after that was so legendary and all of Duke Nation. But congratulations to OG Anunoby and his NBA Finals tip-in. He wins the 2026 Baggy Best Play.
Aaron Rodgers did not take the vaccine because he predicted it would be bad for him. And then he joined the New York Jets. So maybe he wasn't right about everything. Shador Sanders had his jersey number retired at Colorado this year, and people are saying it's because of nepotism, because of his father, and it's not. It's because he went 13-12 over his career, and he almost won the Alamo Bowl.
Come on, man.
Definitely not nepotism, right?
All right.
All right, we have the 2026 Baggies Best Single Game Performance. Is it Bam Adebayo's 83 points? That is the decently heavy favorite here. Is it Shohei Ohtani, 6 scoreless innings pitched, 10 punch-outs, and 3 dongs?
Yeah.
That's it. Is it Hannah Hidalgo's 16 steals? That's next level.
That's pretty damn amazing.
Or is it Tyce Armstrong's 3 grand salamis? We start with a Wooly Bully.
Ohtani, 6 innings, 10 punch-outs, 3 homers. Incredible.
It's insane. Broadus?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, Shohei.
Lucius?
Yeah, Shohei. That's video game stuff, bro. Created players.
Gavin Dawson?
It's the greatest baseball game ever played.
Yeah, that's freaking unreal, dude.
I cannot believe this is not the favorite.
Yeah.
Bam Adebayo's 83 points versus the Washington bleeping tanking Wizards.
Unreal. The controversial 81 points.
Yeah, it was.
Very controversial.
A lot of free throws going down there. It is a no-brainer, unanimous 2026 Baggy Best Single Game Performance of the Year. Congratulations to Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani couldn't make it tonight. Man, I hope his interpreter didn't bet that he was going to be here. Shohei is a once-in-a-generation talent. No one's been able to do what he does at so many positions, pitcher, hitter, and bookie. A bookie is what Bill Belichick reads to his girlfriend yes. before bedtime.
That's it.
They do. They read The Very Horny Caterpillar.
Mm.
The Little Engine That Could But Needed a Pill First.
Jeez, bro.
And of course, the classic Goodnight Boobs.
Goodnight Boobs.
That was my favorite one. I'm not trashing Bill Belichick. First off, he's 73 years old and he's dating a hot 24-year-old and people are criticizing him? What happened to this country? It used to be a great country. He won 6 Super Bowls. Yeah. He's dating a hot 24-year-old. Maybe if you guys won 6 Super Bowls, you wouldn't be sitting next to a fat, ugly dog wife.
Oh, man.
They let me do it. I don't know. Disney, they allowed that.
Okay. And these jokes are landing so much better than last year.
Yeah.
He was just ahead of his time a little bit. A
little bit of hindsight, giving you that 2020 clear vision.
Domingo is not going to do this.
No. No,
I'm fascinated to see how he's going to approach this tonight.
It's Domingo.
All right, we have your 2026 Baggy Best Athlete in Men's Sports. Is it Jalen Brunson? Heavy favorite. Is it Lionel Messi? Is it Shohei Ohtani? Or is it Matthew Stafford and his teeth? We go to Brian Broaddus.
Give me Messi.
One for Messi. Dawson?
Ohtani.
Lucius?
Ohtani.
2-1, Wolchuk.
Yeah, it should be Ohtani.
I agree. Shohei Ohtani, congratulations for being the 2026 Baggy Best Men's Athlete of the Year.
Also, can we stop pretending Donald Trump knows ball? It's like a weird thing where they're like, man, he loves sports. He doesn't know anything about sports. Every time a team comes and visits the White House, he's like, and you must be the guy who catches. It's like, look at these guys, big guys, black guys. And that's just when the New York Liberty visited.
Oh, my God. Come on, man.
They didn't visit. That's just a joke.
Dude, his Trump impersonation.
Oh, it's gold.
Has to be the single greatest impersonation of all time, like in any category. His Trump impersonation is freaking ridiculous. That was amazing. Your 2026 Baggy Best Pro Football Player.
Pro football.
We start with Lucius Alexander. Is it Matthew Stafford? Is it Myles Garrett?
Mm.
Is it Jaxon Smith-Njigba? Or is it Drake May?
Myles Garrett.
Boom. Dawson?
None of the above.
Mm.
But out of these selections...
Who would be your vote?
Best football player?
Yeah.
The game today, Josh Allen?
For 2026? You go Josh Allen? Okay. Yeah. I hear you.
But if I got to pick between these guys, I'll go Myles Garrett.
Easy A's.
Wolchuk?
Yeah, Myles Garrett sets the sack record. Arlington, Martin Zone.
Little local bump there. Broaddus?
Stafford.
Okay, I'm going with Myles Garrett. So tip of the cap to your 2026 Baggy Best Pro Football Player, Myles Garrett.
Caitlin Clark, she and I have a lot in common. We're both whites from the Midwest who have nailed a bunch of threes.
Oh. Yeah.
All right. There you go. Lighten up a little. This is not serious. We'll see about this one. When Caitlin Clark retires from the WNBA, she's going to work at a Waffle House so she can continue doing what she loves most, fist fighting black women.
Oh, my God. Jeez, bro.
Yeah, hell yeah. Who yelled? Drewski? Thank you, bro. Oh, John Jones?
John
what are you, nut jobs over there? Hell yeah.
It sure is.
That was insane. Okay, your 2026 category here, Baggies, Best NBA Player. Is it the heavy favorite, Jalen Brunson? Is it Victor Wembanyama? Is it Shai Gilgeous-Alexander or Nikola Jokic? I'm going to go with Jokic here. Dawson, what say you?
Wow. Anybody but Brunson?
You got Wemby, SGA, or Jokic?
Wemby, SGA.
SGA or Jokic.
I'll go Jokic.
Or Brunson, of course. Lucius?
Brunson.
There we go.
It's going to be Brunson, bro.
I'm sorry. Who did you go with?
Jokic.
Dawson? Jokic. Okay, 2-1. Wolchuk?
Brunson.
2-2. Broadus.
Brunson.
The NBA champion.
You guys are trolling.
The finals MVP. Frustrating. Hater. The general, Gavin Dawson. Congratulations to your 2026 baggy.
That damn Seeger comment
best
earlier.
Best NBA player, Jalen Brunson.
Hey, have you heard about this? Ted Turner and NBC plan to start their own rival football league to compete with the NFL. And not much known about the specifics of this new league, except for this, it will suck.
That's a perfect way to put the stamp on this.
The baggies for 2026 in the books. ESPYs a little bit later on. I'm sure we nailed it. We'll crosstalk with the Fan After Dark, see what Fred and CA have cooking here for you tonight. Coming up next, it's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. And yeah, Fan After Dark coming up 7 to 11. Fred and CA are in studio. Jared Sandler on Twitter talking about the Rangers streaming provider switch says it's not a W for anyone. I don't know about you guys, but I usually wait for Sandler to tell me how I should feel about Rangers stories before I make up my mind myself. It's safer this way. He says there is no celebration, though. It's not a change the Rangers wanted but felt was needed to preemptively ensure fans had a viable option without paying a second fee. There is a genuine commitment to making the best out of this situation. I think they're still available, you know. I mean, not too long ago, you could have a cable provider switch, and that cable provider isn't in your neighborhood, and you're just SOL.
Yeah,
you know, all things considered, not too bad. How do you guys look at it? Good evening,
well,
by the way.
As somebody who loathed Victory Plus, I'm okay with it. Okay, I just want to put that out there right now.
Why? Why the loathing?
It never worked. It never worked. Okay, so I, you know what? I mean, look, they're still operating, right? Victory Plus
for now.
You know, they got the Canadian Hockey League. Shout out to our boy Jacob.
I think they lost the Anaheim Ducks too.
I saw that. Yeah. I saw that.
Stars. Leah Simakovlo says the Stars do not intend to make any changes as of now. So they're still
as of now.
They're still rolling. They're still rolling.
Still raising money.
And Jacob Ray's getting paychecks for
Jacob, now. I mean, the checks are still cashing for Jacob Ray, so as long as he's getting paid with Victory Plus, I'm okay with it. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, to me, it's a bigger sign of baseball just, it feels like ever since the regional network, you know, model broke
Fox
down.
Fox Sports Networks.
I mean, we're all old enough here to remember when we could watch Fox Sports Southwest or Bally's or Comcast or whatever the hell it was back in the day, watch our, you know, 150 games, and we didn't worry about anything.
You can just leave it there. Yeah. I mean, the hockey games are going to be on. The basketball games are going to be on. It was like a one-stop shop as long as you have that expanded cable package.
High school games at 3 o'clock in the morning. I mean, it was a great time to be alive.
Gosh, it was great.
God, it was wonderful.
All I can say is a lot of these networks, especially the regional ones, they weren't prepared for streaming. And I remember back when we were doing G-Bag, back in the day, I came on there and I was telling you guys I cut the cord.
And, yeah, I remember that. You went Roku.
I went
you
Roku. Were the first. And I was like, because we got like 300 channels, and I don't really watch TV, and my wife and kids only watch little Disney channels. I was like, it didn't make any sense. And so at the time, they were like, well, how do you watch anything? I mean, they were asking me because nobody had heard of that back then. This was in 2012. And it just shows you the evolution of how things are going. And baseball, unfortunately, and basketball a little bit, but they kind of jumped up and fixed theirs a little bit. But they got kind of left behind with those regionals. The NFL, they were prepared.
Yeah.
We're already on regular digital networks or whatever, and then they just said, apps, welcome to the party.
Yeah.
This has got to get better. Hopefully it does.
Yeah, because it's hard for the consumer. You said it best. I was listening this morning, or not this morning, this afternoon, Tolo, and around 2 o'clock when you were first talking about it, and you said baseball is fine. It's how the baseball fans get the baseball is the problem.
Yeah, you know, it's there's a streaming sports content like economy. Mm-hmm. That is maturing and figuring out what are people willing
to
pay.
What's going on.
And I think maybe, you know, some providers had big ideas of how much advertising they were going to be able to sell if they got the rights to this, that, or the other thing. And I mean, this already fell apart a couple of years ago with Diamond Sports Group. You know, their idea kind of fell apart, and that's how we ended up with this Victory Plus, and now here's the next, and eventually they're going to get it right.
Yeah, you said it best, though, when you said if they think, the sports teams think that this whatever network is going to solve their financial problems, it ain't going to happen because those same problems will still be there. They're just rolling the dice, hoping that it solves their payroll and being under the cap or whatever they need to do. Can I ask y'all a question? Actually, I want to ask B a question.
Sure.
Brian, now, this is a fun and games question.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if I have your permission. It's a Bobby Belt thing because he's Mr. AI guy and knows how to make stuff.
Yeah.
He does your voice thing and comes up with the song. I think if back in the day when you were younger, like maybe in your 20s, early 20s, just imagine Brian Broaddus looking like Erling Haaland, long blonde hair.
Yes.
I mean, Bobby can make that happen. Because look at Broaddus' face. I don't know if you had long blonde hair when you were 20s, but you look just like the Norwegian striker.
Nah, like in 1983, Chris, we all shaved our heads for the Mississippi State game. And the hair never came back.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while since we had hair.
I can just see. Can you see him being the Norwegian
striker? Absolutely. Holland.
Might be part Norwegian.
Exactly.
Might be, man.
Check the My
Might
23 and Me.
So, Bobby, you got an assignment.
Did you guys watch the Argentina drama earlier?
Oh, yeah.
That was what a game. I mean, I got the last 20 minutes. But it was incredible.
I think those Mick Jagger was there.
Yeah.
We showed him.
Yeah, devastated.
They're just devastated because they hadn't been to the World Cup final since 1966.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they invented soccer. So they thought, in the perfect world.
They're so smug about it. And I love all of our English Tolos and the English Cowboys fans and the English soccer people. You know, you're all great, but they're so biased against American soccer that I can't help but revel in this just a little bit when it happens.
There's a lot of people that feel the same way.
I mean, part of me is pulling for them, you know, like the Cubs and the Red Sox and everything. Like, eventually they got to get theirs, and I'm sure they will. And this is the best team they've had in a long time. But
they don't
at the same
have
time,
a
it's
Messi.
Hilarious.
They got Harry Kane, but they don't have a Messi.
Dawson, do me a favor, since you're a soccer guy, explain parking the bus as a tactic.
Nine back, you know, five-man defensive line, four in the midfield, all very compact in front of the 18-yard box and then in front of the 6-yard box when they get closer. But you essentially have two lines of long players, so it looks like a bus formation. And then you have one striker that you keep on top that you're trying to play long to.
See, that's what I think that's we're going to read the papers tomorrow or hear the commentary, and it's going to be that Their manager parked the bus in the last 30 minutes of that game.
Oh, yeah. He was trying to run out the clock instead of, you know,
that's what Thierry Henry said, that was the whole shtick, was that, you know, they kind of went to a prevent defense after they went up 1-0.
We couldn't hear what they said, but I was sitting there thinking in my mind, I was thinking, I've heard people say park the bus.
Yeah.
And it's a tactic to, like, just pack it, right? Pack it and don't.
We're going to put a bus in front of our goal.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to try to, you know, kick it through this.
I think that's what's going to happen. I think England's going to get blamed for parking a bus.
And once it worked,
double-decker bus.
The England spirit was broken. And then they have to get out on the attack to try to go win the game so that pockets of space opened up. And it was clear when you were watching how this thing was going to end up once again. What do you guys have coming up on the show tonight?
Loaded show tonight. We've got, obviously we'll get into this Rangers TV discussion. What does it mean for them at the deadline? The Astros, they're making moves. So where does that put CY? We'll have Kane McCutcheon talking Rangers. Brad Sham. He's coming on at 9 o'clock. How about him Cowboys? And then, of course, it's Haiku Hump Day.
Haiku.
Rangers at the deadline and Victory Plus are our two topics.
And that past Brad's bedtime? 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock. He's ready to go.
Let's go.
He's taking online classes from 7 to 8:30.
Let's go.
I mean, he never stops learning.
CA Stories Confidential. Jamie Foxx, back in the day when he hosted the ESPYs, that Serena Williams song.
Oh, yeah.
Let me be your tennis ball. We're going to play that, too.
Classic. Thanks to Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup Master Control 75 and 635. Just went 5 flawless. Thanks to Woolchuck and Chia following Broaddus and Austin Nix coordinating your video. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the Nation. Eddie's.